I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. No matter the outcome, the Tigers will win college football's national championship. The first team into the title game was number one ranked Louisiana State University. The Tigers are coached by Ed Orgeron, who has not seen such a high-scoring offense in his years around football.
To see what those guys are doing out on the field, and me being a football fan, I'm kind of a fan. I'm like, hey, go ahead, guys, way to go, man. It's incredible what this coaching staff has done, what these players have done, the connection that they have with the receivers, the protection of the offensive line. I've been a part of some good football teams, but I've never been a part of an offense like this.
LSU demolished the Oklahoma Sooners in the Peach Bowl 63-28, setting a single-game college football playoff record for points scored and 692 yards of total offense.
Now, not to think that we wasn't going to stop them, but I felt that we had to put the pedal to the metal and get a big lead, which we did. So it does surprise me that they did the things that they did, but it does surprise me they did it with the ease that they did.
LSU was led by Heisman Trophy-winning quarterback Joe Burrow, who tossed seven touchdown passes covering 403 yards in the first half alone. That quickly demoralized Oklahoma and head coach Lincoln Riley.
We gave them a lot of plays with our mistakes. That's probably the most disappointing, there at the end of the half.
Another team nicknamed the Tigers will face LSU for the big trophy. Defending national champion Clemson won a hard-fought battle against Ohio State 29-23 in the Fiesta Bowl.
What a night. What a night. What a journey for our team. What a way to end a great decade tonight. Unbelievable decade that we just finished up and just really proud of our guys.
Clemson head coach Dabo Swinney found his team down 16-0 in the first half, but a stingy defense and a determined offense closed the gap to just 2 points by halftime.
It was pretty frustrating, but I thought our defense played great red zone defense. I think that was a real key in the game, that they were able to hold them to a bunch of field goals that gave us a chance to eventually find some rhythm offensively.
Penalties were a huge factor in the game and were heavily skewed against Ohio State. Coach Ryan Day had a game plan that was clearly exploiting Clemson weaknesses, but ultimately was frustrated that his team couldn't seem to get a break on the inevitable aspects of the game beyond their control.
In a game like this, where the margin for error is so tiny, one play can alter the game, and, you know, it didn't seem like we got, you know, any of those plays.
Clemson will try to become just the fifth team to win three national championships in 4 years, while LSU is making its first national championship appearance since 2011. The Tigers will play the Tigers January 13th in the New Orleans Superdome. While LSU coach Orgeron is happy it will essentially be a home game for his team, he knows much more than atmosphere is needed to claim the title.
It's going to be a great day. It'll be a purple and gold crowd in that Superdome. The state of Louisiana is going to be on fire. But all those things doesn't win the football game for you. We have to prepare. We have to study. We have to be ready to play our best football game. Obviously, when you play in the national championship game, you're going to be playing a very, very good football team. So all those things on the perimeter are nice. It's just like in a fight. When you get hit with the first punch, all that stuff goes out the window, and you got to play football.
Super Bowl 54 is the championship game 12 National Football League teams are trying to reach as the playoffs begin. No quarterback has been more successful in the big game than Tom Brady, who has guided New England to 6 Lombardi trophies. But he and the Patriots fell to the Miami Dolphins 27-24 in their final regular season game, but still made the playoffs as a wild card team.
It was a great chance for us to not play next week, so take advantage of it. We just didn't play good enough.
The Patriots will host the Tennessee Titans.
I think we got to, you know, think about trying to win one game and, you know, not think about, you know, many things other than that.
Head coach Andy Reid was happy with his Kansas City Chiefs 31-21 victory over the San Diego Chargers and getting a little help from Miami.
All in all, great game and hail to the Dolphins.
The result gave Kansas City a first-round bye. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes knew something good happened when the home fans began cheering.
Yeah, I mean, I found out when the fans kind of started going crazy, and then I asked around the sideline, but they kind of kept it away from us so we could focus on the game. Obviously, you want to get that bye to have that week off. It's basically like winning the playoff game and then getting to play a game at home. So we're excited for that, and we're going to keep building and keep trying to build this momentum and keep it going.
The Seattle Seahawks and San Francisco 49ers battled for their division title. Seattle coach Pete Carroll watched as his team just fell short at home, 26-21.
We had the opportunities. It was there in front of us. It was like a perfect win. It was, to me, it was a perfect way to win the championship. And unfortunately, you know, it just came up short by a couple inches. But we already have to go and get rolling. Looking ahead, we play Sunday in Philly, and we got to go get that in order and get working in that direction.
The Seahawks will face Philadelphia as the Eagles beat the New York Giants 34-17. It's been a long season for Giants president John Mara.
It's not easy to sit in your stadium and watch fans from the other team. And that's happened too often this year.
The 4-12 Giants are one of several teams who fired their head coach. In this case, Pat Shurmur.
You know, these decisions are never easy, particularly when you have someone like Pat with his character, his integrity, his work ethic. But at the end of the day, we just didn't win enough games. And we believe that we have to move in another direction.
The Cleveland Browns and Washington Redskins will also have new head coaches next season. There is speculation the Dallas Cowboys will as well.
Yeah, I want to be the coach of the Dallas Cowboys, but we'll see what happens.
Jason Garrett has coached Dallas for the last decade. Despite a 47-16 season finale against Washington, the 8-8 Cowboys missed the playoffs.
Yeah, disappointing. It was out of our hands. You know, the biggest thing we talked about all week long was control what we can't control. That was going to be our preparation and how we played, and the guys were unbelievable this week.
Philadelphia's win eliminated Dallas and advanced the Eagles. Thrilling head coach Doug Peterson.
You should have been in there. You should have been in there because it was excitement. It was guys dancing. The music was going. Guys are excited. And it's a great feeling.
The Buffalo Bills and Houston Texans will try to keep that same winning feeling going, as will the Minnesota Vikings and New Orleans Saints in the other first-round matchups. Resting up this week with San Francisco and Kansas City are the Green Bay Packers and Baltimore Ravens. The ultimate winners from the American and National conferences will meet in Super Bowl 54, February 2nd in Miami. ...2019 fielded many great moments in sports, including the United States winning the Women's World Cup in July after beating the Netherlands 2-0. It was a record fourth FIFA World Cup for the U.S. women. Forward Alex Morgan was happy to be part of another win and with her younger teammates.
I'm so excited to share this experience with my teammates, especially the ones who haven't experienced something like that. It's just such a great thing to have, just to rally the nation behind you. We feel like we've been in kind of a little bit of a bubble over in France, so now we get to feel just the magnitude of the impact that we've had here.
Host England won the Cricket World Cup in July after beating New Zealand in a nail-biting final that went into a super over. Ben Stokes was 84 not out as England tied New Zealand's score of 241 off the last ball and then scored 8 runs in the super over as England lifted the trophy for the first time. England vice captain Ben Stokes was happily surprised.
Shocking wave, yeah. This is not good. It's not obviously how you want things to work out, but it was written in the stars when things like that happen. As always, the bold tee standing on the rope, you know. I think when stuff like that go your way, it's just sort of meant to be.
Ireland's new Open Golf champion Shane Lowry reflected on his remarkable victory in the tournament in July at Royal Portrush when he won his first major title by 6 shots.
It's been a mental sort of couple of days. Like I don't think it's fully sunk in yet, and I don't think it might be for quite some time. But yeah, I'm trying to enjoy it as much as I can. Like, it's just, to get a chance to win the Open Championship is like one thing, but to actually do it and then do it in Ireland as well, I mean, look, I couldn't have rode any better.
On the track, Dina Asher-Smith became the first British woman to win a world sprint title with a dominant run in the 200-meter final. The 23-year-old from London took the win with a British record of 21.88 seconds.
It was tiring, but it felt amazing. Thank you so much. When I crossed the line, I don't think it sunk in yet. I was just really happy that I'd won, but then it's slowly coming to me that I'm actually a world champion, which means so much. I just never thought that it would be me, if I'm being honest.
American Delilah Muhammad broke the 400-meter hurdles record for the second time in the season, winning the world title in 52.16 seconds in Doha, Qatar.
It feels good. My coach definitely told me it was possible before the race, and going into it, I just kind of tried to believe that and just go with it. He told me don't hold anything back and just go from the start, and I'd be able to finish. So I was just trusting in that, and that's what I did out there.
Although an unofficial record, as the time was not set in a sanctioned event, Eliud Kipchoge became the first runner to break the two-hour marathon mark in Vienna, Austria, with a time of 1 hour, 59 minutes, 40 seconds.
I'm really feeling happy, and I can say this is, I'm really happy, man. And it can even go beyond the happiness, because I have done it, and I missed it by 26 seconds. Once at 2 years ago, and I was given again another chance by a positive person who loves the sport to come and try to show the world that everything is possible. So I'm happy.
Rugby World Cup champion South Africa arrived back home to a hero's welcome following their triumph in Japan. Thousands of fans greeted the team and were inspiration for Captain Siya Kolisi and his teammates.
It gave us another reason, you know, to fight even harder, because we knew what was going on back at home. And I think coach reminded us that we have a privilege of doing what we're doing, and that can give a little bit of hope to the people. And yeah, I did travel. I've seen all the videos in malls, in taverns, and every single person is celebrating. So we knew it was much more than just for our personal gains. It was for the country.
Six-time Formula One champion Lewis Hamilton wants to keep his foot on the gas as he aims to match German Michael Schumacher at 7 titles, while remembering Brazilian great Ayrton Senna.
I was always driven and inspired by Ayrton, and it's crazy because I still miss Ayrton to this day. I miss watching him. Every now and then I watch online a clip of him racing. And I always wanted to do something similar to him. And then obviously when I got to 3 world titles, which was already such a dream, I was thinking, in my mind, I was like, okay, like an Olympic relay race, when your partner passes over the baton, you continue it on. So in my mind, I was like, maybe I take this on for Ayrton and see how far we can go. And now we're at number 6. Obviously, I'm not stopping anytime soon.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.